Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter of kindness to parents, a tragic incident. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, we were sitting with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam when a person came and informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that a young sahabi was in his last moments, was unable to recite kalima despite being urged to do so. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam got up. We followed him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi instructed the youth to recite kalima, but he informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi that he was unable to. Somebody then informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi that he used to be disobedient to his mother. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi asked him if his mother was alive, and he affirmed that she was still living. The mother was sent for, and when she came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked her if the youngster was her son, to which she said yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, if a blazing fire were lit and you were told that you could intercede for your son, for your child, or he would burn in the fire, would you not intercede for him? She said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, under such circumstances I would intercede. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to her, make Allah a witness and make me a witness to the fact that you are pleased with him. The Sahabi was once again spurred to read the kalima, and this time he managed to do it. A note, the repercussions of disobedience to parents can truly be devastating. Such people risk the fear of being in a similar plight and leaving the world like that. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, Shu'ala, Ilaha, Astaghfirullah.